Hello and welcome to A Daily Purpose Bible Study and Devotional, a podcast by Our Given Purpose. I am Tori, your host. Please take a moment to share this podcast with a friend and let others know they can find A Daily Purpose on all major podcasting platforms and on YouTube. If you haven't noticed, we have taken the Bible reading portion and made that a separate podcast just for you. So please be on the lookout on YouTube exclusively for the daily Bible reading, which will have a portion of the assigned passages. If you have your Bibles, let us open today's session with a portion of the assigned reading. Turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 17, and let's read verses 1 through 10. Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stumbling blocks, temptations, and traps set to lure one to sin are sure to come, but woe, judgment is coming to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone as large as one turned by a donkey were hung around his neck and he was hurled into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to stumble in sin and lose faith. Pay attention and always be on guard, looking out for one another. If your brother sins and disregards God's precepts, solemnly warn him. And if he repents and changes, forgive him. Even if he sins against you 7 times a day and returns to you 7 times and says, 'I repent,' you must forgive him. That is, give up resentment and consider the offense recalled and annulled." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith, our ability to confidently trust in God and his power." And the Lord said, "If you have confident, abiding faith in God, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, which has very strong roots, 'Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea.' And if the request was in agreement with the will of God, it would have obeyed you. Which of you who has a servant plowing or tending sheep will say to him when he comes in from the field, 'Come at once and sit down to eat?' Will he not instead say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat and appropriately clothe yourself for service and serve me while I eat and drink, and then afterward you may eat and drink?' He does not thank the servant just because he did what he was ordered to do, does he? So you too, when you have done everything that was assigned and commanded you, say, 'We are unworthy servants, undeserving of praise or reward, for we have not gone beyond our obligation. We have merely done what we ought to do.'" Lord, thank you for the reading of this word, Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. Is God First? By founding writer Tori Slaughter. Okay, dear friends, now that we have just read Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 10, which is a portion of today's assigned reading, let's break it down. Because this passage contains some powerful teachings from Jesus about trespasses, temptations, and the power of faith. So let us take a closer look at these teachings and what they mean for our lives. In verses 1 and 2, Jesus warns his disciples about the dangers of causing others to stumble. He tells them that it would be better off for them to have a millstone tied around their neck and be thrown into the sea than to cause someone to stumble. Wow! This is a powerful reminder that we should prioritize the well-being of others and avoid leading them astray. In verses 3 and 4, Jesus instructs his disciples to forgive those who sin against them, even if they sin against them 7 times a day. This teaching highlights the importance of prioritizing forgiveness and reconciliation in our relationships with others. So first we learn that we need to prioritize their well-being and avoid leading them astray. And that leading them astray would be not forgiving them, because the Lord Jesus taught his disciples to have us forgive as we are forgiven in heaven. So if we do not forgive those here on earth, how can we dare ask God to forgive us in heaven? Hallelujah. Okay. In verses 5 and 6, the disciples ask Jesus to increase their faith. Jesus tells them that even a small amount of faith can move mountains. Now, this reminds us of the power of faith and our need to trust in God in all situations. Do you have a mountain-moving faith? Ooh, I remember an earlier devotional by contributing writer Dietria Moore, which I believe is titled Mountain-Moving Faith. Look that up in the archives if you have a moment and give that a listen. Moving on, in Luke chapter 17, now verses 7 through 10, Jesus tells his disciples that when they have done all that they were commanded to do, they should say, "We are an unworthy servant. We have only done our duty." This teaching reminds us of the humility and obedience that are required of us as followers of Christ. Quick moment, this is not in my notes, but how many times have we done our job? Okay, we have done our job and we come in and we expect to be congratulated, rewarded, have a pizza party, not a raise. But how many times have we desired to get that pat on the back from a person, not from God, but a person? We're seeking man's approval. We're seeking human approval. I know I have done that several times, and this verse teaches me that, first off, I don't need to have, woo, yay you, for doing your job. That was your job. That's what you're compensated for. That is your literal J-O-B. Why do I need to congratulate you for doing exactly what you should have? Okay, let me get back to my notes. Just asking, something to ponder as you are reading and meditating on God's word. So let's take these things together. These teachings show us the importance of being mindful of our own actions and the impact they have on others. Dear friends, we must be quick to forgive and seek reconciliation with those who have wronged us. We must also have faith in God and trust in His power to move mountains in our lives. And we must approach our relationship with God with humility and obedience, recognizing that we are unworthy servants who have only done our duty. In a world where trespasses and temptations abound, it can be easy to lose sight of the power of faith and the importance of forgiveness and reconciliation. However, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, reminds us in Luke chapter 17 that these things are essential to a healthy and fulfilling life as a follower of Christ. I must also emphasize that we should prioritize our relationship with God above all else, including our own desires and goals. By doing so, we can avoid causing others to stumble. So prioritize forgiveness and reconciliation in our relationships, and live a life of faith and obedience to God that may require you to fast more often. It may require you to pray more often. It may require you to set your timer so that you can pray 3 times a day at specific times in order to bring your flesh under control. It may require much of you, but it's not going to be burdensome. Now, as Christians, I know it can be easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and forget to prioritize God. However, Jesus reminds us that God should be at the center of our lives. So by prioritizing God, we can live a life that is pleasing to Him, and we can also make a positive impact to the world and be seen by unbelievers that hopefully we will win a soul to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Is God First? By founding writer Tori Slaughter. One of the greatest joys of studying the Bible is the opportunity to share our insights with others. As we journey through the Bible in a year, you can join us on YouTube or your favorite podcasting app for an uplifting message, Bible reading, motivation, or to create discipline. These devotionals offer the perfect chance to initiate a conversation about God's Word. For more ministry resources, please visit OurGivenPurpose.com. We are deeply grateful to all those who support this ministry and podcast. Your donations allow us to provide this valuable content. We would be honored to have you as part of the Our Given Purpose family. If you feel led to contribute financially and become part of the Our Given Purpose ministry through a one-time or monthly contribution, you will help us to spread God's message and connect with people all over the world. Remember, you have seeds to sprinkle, and don't lose sight of the ones falling on you. Where will they grow? By the road, in shallow soil, in the thickets? Or will they find a home in good soil to flourish and produce a good work? What God has begun in you, He will complete. Have faith and be bold. Thank you for listening to today's devotional. Please visit OurGivenPurpose.com to get on our mailing list, connect with our contributing writers, partner with Our Given Purpose, and of course, please share this podcast with a friend right now.